Now on the English programme, we take a quick look at the English legal system. This is our English Law Review, and we haven't done one of these for quite a while. The last episode that we did, we took a look at barristers. We've been looking briefly at the legal profession, and the episode today, brief one, looking at judges. Well, judges play, of course, a central role in our legal system. They've been in the news recently because of the issue of freedom of the press versus the privacy of the individual celebrity, that is. And to what extent do we have judge-made law on this particular issue? Well, the legal profession would argue, I believe, that Parliament has given them the responsibility of interpreting the law on this particular issue, and whether or not people such as Andrew Marr deserve privacy on this issue. And I think judges are being criticised at the moment because effectively they are creating the law on this issue of privacy, but they will argue not. They will argue they are simply interpreting existing laws, and if there's a problem there, then it's for Parliament to do something about it. And this issue has gone on for a long time. We've had people such as the Prime Minister of Great Britain, who has sort of suggested that the law is not quite right on this issue. But judges are having to deal with the law as it stands and take into account the European laws as well. So anyway, judges, they do play a central role. According to our unwritten constitution, judges who are employed to hear legal cases are expected to deliver their decisions, known as judgments, in a completely impartial manner, of course. They are required to apply the law strictly, without allowing any personal preferences to affect their decision-making. That is what they argue they are doing for example, in the area of privacy. They make their decisions based on the law and facts. They have a very sensitive but extremely important role. There are a number of courts to which judges can be appointed. They are selected based on their experience, ability, and good character. Judges are appointed by the Judicial Appointments Commission. To become a judge, you must have had a number of years' work experience in the courts as a barrister. That's it for the moment. In the next episode or episodes, we have a look at the jury system. Now, this is quite topical because it's been mentioned recently that they may, the officials, whoever they are, may make it easier for you to qualify for jury service. At the moment, you have to be able to read, write, and understand English. They're thinking of making that less of a priority. Now, quite how, in practice, you can serve on a jury if you can't fully understand what's going on, it's beyond me. But anyway, that seems to be sort of suggested. So we're looking at the jury system, who can qualify as a member of the jury, and what the sort of responsibility of a jury member is, and the criticisms of the jury system as well. And then in the next episode after that, we take a look at magistrates, and then we have a nice little activity. So that's sort of later on next week. An activity regarding becoming a magistrate. Ronald wishes to become a magistrate, and we find out all about Ronald. That's next week. And then sort of the week after, we'll be looking at learning skills. For example, note-taking, the various different sort of types of notes you can take if you're studying law, marking up a text, linear notes, mind maps. What's that all about? We shall take a look at mind maps. Again, as I say, that will be sort of the end of next week or into the following week, depending how much progress we make this week. This is the English program. Your thoughts can be left on our Twitter page, twitter.com/EnglishRadio.